proclamation number 8291 dated the October 4th, 1962. Reincarnation or possession? You should not consider a case of possession as a soul's reincarnation, as a return from the kingdom of the beyond for the purpose of a repeated life on earth as a human being. Immature spirits, that is, souls which have already lived in the flesh and departed in profound darkness, still remain in the proximity of earth. The kingdom of light is close to them, and thus they rage in the realm of the lowest spirits, which is wherever these spirits are congregating. They are unable to detach themselves from their places of activity on earth and influence people in every possible way, but predominantly by trying to transfer their thoughts, their evil instincts and passions onto people whose character resembles their own nature. And these are easily influenced and willingly comply with their wishes by implementing what these spirits urge them to do. This influence can often be noticed if people do not consciously free themselves and fight against their instincts by appealing to me for help. But if they are unbelievers, they are easy game for these spiritual forces. And they will rage consistently more and impel people into God-opposing actions, which will become particularly noticeable in the last days. However, these are only ever mental influences. They are not cases of possession. Yet these, too, will quite openly manifest themselves during the end time, so that people will become so totally controlled and perform such acts of malice and all kinds of criminal activity that it will utterly confound their fellow human beings. These people are unable to generate the necessary inner strength to resist. Their will is completely weakened, and then evil spirits will succeed in taking complete possession of the body and rage in it, transferring all evil qualities to it and performing acts which they had done in their own life as human beings. They succeed in pushing the person's soul aside and impose their own will. The evil spirit takes unlawful possession of a human body, but it can also be expelled from it again at any time, if the soul itself or someone close to it is able to completely hand itself over to me and appeal for my help. Then I can and will command the demon to leave the physical shell. Yet people's unbelief and heartlessness often prevent my intervention. And I also allow such possession taking for the purpose of purifying the affected soul as well as its environment, just as it is possible that the evil spirit, once it has finished raging, will have a change of heart when it realizes the devastating consequences of its ill will. For occasionally the human being will be held to account for his evil actions and has to take a long path of suffering, giving the demon no further possibility to incite the person into actions it would have done itself if it still lived on earth as a human being. Then it will leave the body of its own accord, and the actual soul will then readily accept its state of suffering, even though it is entirely innocent, yet it will carry its punishment for the sake of its purification and can thereby mature faster than if it had lived a half-hearted life without any particular guilt. You always ought to understand the difference, that cases of possession are not reincarnations of dark souls. You ought to know that hell releases everything in the last days, and that the Prince of Darkness incites his followers into extreme activity. You ought to know that even these evil spirits can still save themselves from the fate of a new banishment if they want, for the day of reckoning will arrive soon, and every being will be held to account as to how it has used the time it was granted for its deliverance from the control of my adversary. Amen.